Tonight, we're going to blend vital deadpan news and information with the randomly selected comments from the comments page. Ed from Texas says, "Well, I see deadpan went deep down the rabbit hole this afternoon, but I'm still a little confused. Who's the one in the corset boning Wong in the coat closet? My money's on Joe, but maybe I'm Wong." You should know that the Deadpan Gathering has a modest but sizable group that will be showing up for that weekend. The weekend is Labor Day. It will be taking place in the wilds of Arizona. Thursday, probably not much happening. Friday, people will be getting here. I'm actually doing a brief stint as a MC of the Hollywood Squares for the Discworld convention. But that shouldn't be too long. I'll definitely be out and socializing with the Deadpan folks. I know there's been talk of Deadpan folks attending an EVFN, which is an event that Evo Terra and his wife typically organize every Friday night at a different establishment around the East Valley, hence the EV and EVFN. That will be going on, and there will be all kinds of other socializing options at some point. Saturday at 4 p.m., I believe, CJ and Dan of the Love, Long, and Prosper podcast will be hosting a barbecue for the Deadpan Gathering, and my many thanks and my deepest appreciation to them for that effort. And I strongly encourage you to give them a little kickback so that they don't have to kind of pay for the whole thing themselves. And also, you know, there's a BYOB and BYOF, F meaning food, by the way, for the barbecue. There are details on the Facebook page, and actually I will look for those soon on the Deadpan. Anyway, back to the comments. Wonder Wolf says, "I am a product of the pubic school system, ellipsis." Vanamon says, "Arg." Nomad Scry says, "I've been loudly hinting I want either a Roku box or H2. I'm hoping that will be effective." Good luck, Nomad Scry. Sunday of the Deadpan weekend, we're still not done talking about that. Sunday of that weekend, there will be a party at the hotel for the Discworld Con. There will be a Deadpan party, which is actually open to Discworld Con attendees, but you do not need to be a Discworld Con attendee to attend the Deadpan party. Could I have said that in any more of a convoluted way? You do not have to have a con membership. So if you are just interested in hanging out with Deadpan people, you don't have to have anything to do with the convention to attend the Deadpan party in the party suite. But conversely, Discworld people are all welcome at our party. And yes, I would encourage you, if you're interested, Terry Pratchett is a very smart man. I did read my first Discworld book in preparation for the convention, and I will have some more under my belt by the time the convention rolls around. He's a very smart guy, and it's a clever setting, and it's funny. The Energizer Bunny says, "Smiley face, Van, there's one photo of Neil Gaiman holding the Hugo. The way it's positioned, it looks like he's trying to put it up his nose. LOL." Actually, she didn't say LOL. She had the kind of convulsing smiley face that's laughing. Imaginary Number says, "Huh, and I had hoped that I was a nipple fluffer." In addition to the Deadpan convention stuff, we are right now in the whatever phase this is, the pre-palooza phase, the fluffer-palooza phase, where we're all, you should be, if you want to participate and play along, you should watch the movie Flash Gordon, the 1980 one with the Queen on the soundtrack, and if you want to play along, and, you know, Flash Gordon, obviously it has history, and it has, well, I don't know. It's a movie. Watch it. Sometime in September, we're going to cover it. And there will obviously be Flash Gordon-related discussions, maybe even some recordings during the Deadpan Gathering, which actually I'm kind of tickled that people are starting to call this the Deadpan Gathering, which is kind of funny. It's catchy. It's better than just Deadpan Gathering. The first comment of the week went to Vanamond. Vanamond says, "Nuts. Whole hazelnuts, I believe that covers everything. If you are on Facebook, as I am not, if you're on Facebook, then you should check out the content for the Deadpan Gathering. A lot of it's on the Deadpan fans and friend page, and I believe you can contact CJ or me. You can absolutely, you're encouraged to contact me if you have any questions at all about the weekend. It's really just going to be a fun time, and non-douches are welcome to attend. Or even, you know, douchebags are welcome, I guess, but just don't be a douchebag that weekend. If you want to contact me, you can call my voicemail line. That would be greatly appreciated. Because actually, you know, if a long enough time goes by with no one calling, then it actually gets disconnected. That's never been a problem in Deadpan history, but that number is 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. Or you can email me at sphericaljackm@gmail.com. Future Deadpan episodes, you can expect to hear some of your content, hopefully. Your stuff is welcome. I would really like to hear you tell me a story about how, if and when and how some particular song or album had a significant impact on your life. You know, I told a story about how listening to Iron Maiden in the car with my dad was a big day, and how hearing the song Rumble in the car with my dad on that same day turned out to be a big deal for me. And also in the future of Deadpan, I think you will be hearing more fiction. So if you are a fiction writer and you would like to have something heard here, as Rick Novi and Amy Bowen and John Bowes and Jeremy and Alvy and other people, and of course me, as all of us have done in the past, you're welcome to play and do some fiction here. I do plan on putting some of my stuff in future episodes, and hopefully we'll be getting a new Questers from FPM soon from Amy Bowen. And I have nothing more to say about any of that stuff. If you have any questions about Deadpans or the Deadpan M Gathering, then definitely feel free to contact me. All right, Deadpan is the way. And even though this is an unshow, I'll say goodnight, mush. And goodnight noises everywhere. Keyboard clicks.